As we approach the end of another liturgical year, we end, as we always do, with this great feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. What this means, as we hear so often said in all the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, and in a very particular way, as we heard expressed by the letters of St. Paul, that Christ, in coming to earth as man, the God made man, as he comes and gives his life for us on the cross and rises from the dead, he takes possession of this world of ours, of us, of his church, and makes it his kingdom. He is the king. He rules, and he desires to gather all of creation into his kingdom. That's what we celebrate today. The fact that Christ is the king of the universe. Not the thought, not the idea, not the, well, perhaps that's what it is. No, the fact. Christ is king of this world, of creation, of all of it. However, as we know all too well, just because he is the king doesn't mean you have to follow. We can choose to follow under Christ's banner, to be his loyal subjects, to be his people, and to follow his commands and follow where he leads us, or we can choose to ignore him or to reject him and suffer the consequences. What does it mean for each one of us in this room to accept that Christ Jesus, our Lord, is our King? It means that our entire lives have to be changed in order to reflect that we live for him, that we think with him, that we believe in him, that we act for him. And especially, I think it comes out in the way we think and in the way we act, both for ourselves and for one another. The way we think affects whether or not we truly accept that Jesus is our King, our ruler, our Lord, the one who will lead us into paradise, into the heavenly kingdom. If we think that Christ is the King and we believe it with our hearts, then that also means that we are willing to follow his commandments even when they are difficult, even when perhaps we don't like them, even when perhaps we have questions. It means that no matter what Jesus asks of us, whether he makes his commandments about divorce and remarriage, for instance, or whether he makes his commandments about sins against lust and greed, whether he makes his teachings through his church about the role of men and women, about sexuality, about you name it, any of the hot button issues that you can name, is that even if we have difficulties, even if maybe I'm not sure about this, I don't know what I think about this, I don't know if I like this, if Christ is truly our King, if we sit here in this church and say, I am a Christian, I want to follow Christ no matter what, are we willing to do that even and especially when it is difficult? When maybe, I don't know, I feel a little uncomfortable about that. Are now we willing to go with Christ and to help him, help ourselves, being willing to ask questions to help us to understand, why is it that Jesus says this? Why is it that the church teaches this? What's the reason? Help me to understand. That needs to be the way that we approach it when we have difficulties with the faith, is to be willing to follow and to ask questions, so that we can fully understand what Jesus is leading us into. It means we have to change the way that we act. It means that we, for ourselves, have to act for our good and according to the way that Christ is calling us to act. We have to be willing to do what Christ wants for us and not what we want sometimes. In fact, most times. Because if we're honest with ourselves, if we trust that the Lord is our shepherd, as we've said so many times and heard in that psalm, he will not lead us astray. So we need to follow him, even when it seems crazy, even whenever it doesn't really seem clear, even whenever I don't know exactly what's going to happen. If Jesus is leading us in a direction, let's follow him. And especially, it means Are we willing to spend time with Jesus? Like, if Christ is our King, are we willing to make time for him? If Christ is our leader and our ruler, the one whom is leading us, are we willing to listen to him? If Christ is our King, are we okay with spending as much time as we need to, especially at Mass? One of the most common refrains I've ever heard in any parish, and it may not be the prevalent thought, but it is definitely vocal, is, well, Father, or when I was a seminarian, like, it just feels like Mass is too long. If Christ is our King, why does it matter how long Mass is, or rather, how short it is? If Christ is our King, why does it matter what time it is? If Christ is our King, why are we so concerned about how much time we're giving to him? Like, we have to budget it. If he is the first person in our life, if he's the one who's leading us, the one we want to give ourselves over to completely as our Lord, then whether Mass is 30 minutes or Mass is 2 hours, whether it's in the morning or in the evening, whether it's whenever, are we willing to commit and sacrifice for him? Or are we too concerned that, oh, well, we went a minute over. I can't give you any more time, Lord. Are we willing to act for him? And finally, what are we willing to do for others? You know, that gospel that we read today should strike us as challenging, because it is challenging to love others like that, because that's what Jesus did for us. That's what Jesus did for each one of us. He gave himself completely on the cross. He gave to the poor. He modeled throughout his entire life a life of complete self-gift. And that is what he's asking of us. And so, are you willing to give to those who are in need, those who are poor, no matter what? Or are we too quick to judge and not to trust? Are we willing to give, even if it hurts, to those who are poor in our community and those who may be poor in our own family? Are we willing to give? If we say that Christ is our King, then our lives have to reflect that. Our lives have to model what Jesus has shown us. Our lives should be following his commandments. And so if we believe that, and if we say that I believe it, that I trust that, I think that completely, then maybe the challenge today is to go out and live it. Is to say, I am going to commit to living completely for Jesus, to follow all that he teaches, even though it will be difficult. I'm not saying that we're all going to do it perfectly, I'm not naive, but to at least say, I am going to try. I'm going to try to live, because I want Jesus to be the most important person in my life. And so I am going to try each day to live with Christ as my King.